rivers use materials that they are carrying to break up the surrounding landscape.
And what's that called?
Corrosion.
Or?
Abrasion.
Well done. Okay.
The water that is powered. I really don't know.
What are you trying to explain?
Hydraulic action.
Right, okay, we'll come back to
it. Hydraulic action is when water takes away parts of, like, rocks or something.
Rocks and stuff? Fine line stuff?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Go first. Okay, V-shaped valleys happen when rivers erode downwards.
Okay.
And then weathering takes place, so that cuts away at the bank and it makes it into a V-shape.
Is that all you've got to say?
I think so.
Right, okay. I'll ask someone else. Hey girls, when you're ready, tell us a wee bit about how waterfalls are formed, or how you think they're formed.
Waterfalls form when a hard rock flies next to a soft rock, and the soft rock erodes quickly, more quickly than the hard rock, and then the force of the water, which is called hydraulic action, makes the soft rock wear away, and then the hard rock is left, and then the water goes over the hard rock, and that makes a waterfall.
Is that you finished? Do you want to add anything?
Hard rock collapses.
Hard rock collapses.
And then it keeps moving back, forming a gorge.
Forming a gorge. Right, okay, leave it at that. Right. Right, boys, I'm just asking you a wee bit about how you think a meander is formed in a river.
It's what the erosion moves it.
The erosion moves what?
The erosion makes the curls in the land.
Right. Okay, you want to say anything else?
Yeah.
No? Tell you what I'll do, I'll ask someone else to see if they can add to it, alright? Hold on, I've just been speaking to a couple of the boys and I was asking them about meanders, so I want you to tell me how you think meanders are formed.
Meanders are formed when... it's hard. Two of the meanders are formed when the erosion hits on the ground or something, and hydraulic action and deposition.
Right, you struggling a wee bit there?
Uh-huh.
Right. Can anyone help her?
It's when hydraulic action hits between the, like, the edges of a straight river and it gradually bends.
Right, so gradually a bend in the river forms. Anything else?
No.
Okay, right, we'll see if anyone else can add to that, right? Okay, third attempt. I'm asking you to tell me what you know about how meanders are formed. I've asked some other people in the class and I'm seeing if you can add to it. Just think about what you would write down if you were doing it in a written exercise. I ask you to do it right now.
Meanders are formed by... Everything just goes away.
Everything just goes. You kind of have to kind of keep it.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I'll ask someone else. So Morgan, you thought you could maybe tell us a wee bit more about what happens when meanders are formed.
They migrate downstream.
Okay, anything else to add?
They become larger when they do that.
Right, okay.